You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
Budget 2020 included a large investment for public health, with $5.6 billion to be administered to New Zealand's health sector. As well as the total capital for health operational spending, Finance Minister Grant Robertson announced a further $755 million to go towards capital investment for district health boards, in addition to $3.9 billion for DHB operational expenditure. There will also be a one-off investment of $282 million to clear all the backlogs of hospital operations disrupted as a result of COVID-19. The $755 million capital spend will support the delivery of safe and appropriate health care by providing facilities, infrastructure, and technology that can appropriately meet current and future demands. This is stated within the budget clause. As for district health boards, the near $4 billion figure represented the largest ever annual investment for DHBs in recent years and will provide much needed funding for hospitals and essential health services that have been impacted all throughout the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Along with the spending for the public health sector, the largest ever funding injection for disability support service was also announced in the budget yesterday. An additional $833 million will be invested towards supporting people with disability over the next 5 years. This includes $104 million for the current financial year. $12 million will also be used to assess innovations that empower people living with disabilities, with $4.4 million to go towards paying for in-between travel costs for disability carers. Associate Minister of Health Jenny Salza commented on the budget, saying, "As New Zealand rebuilds, we will also be rebuilding our public health and our community services. Care and support workers will get a clear signal that the funding is there for the long term. People living with disabilities will also see that they will be part of an inclusive recovery where we rebuild together and better." Now, as to address mental health, with the economy being in such a state that it currently is, we can expect mental health services to play an essential role in taking care of everyone in Aotearoa. Last year's 2019 budget saw a huge focus on well-being, showing a shift in changing attitudes as to how we address mental health in New Zealand and how we can best support people who need to access care. This year's 2020 budget states on the very first page of the that the government will continue to invest in mental health and to support people in New Zealand. However, most of the investment is coming out of the DHB's near $4 billion operational expenditure in supporting those affected by their mental health. Along these similar lines in addressing mental health is the well-being of our youth and young people, which is at stake in our schools and at home. As part of the $80 million learning support package, nearly 200,000 disadvantaged young people will be getting lunch in schools, which also includes extra support for ESOL and Students' High Health Needs Fund. However, the absence of funding to support the mental health and violence issues teachers face in school is worth noting. Last month, the government did announce a major funding package for response to mental health amidst the COVID-19 package, with a further $40 million to be invested into 100 new free mental health and addiction services on top of the 22 already existing across the country. This program will be fully rolled out in the middle of next year for an estimated 1.5 million people. However, the New Zealand Associate of Counselors criticized the government's announcement, saying Kiwis who are stressed need immediate support. There is no time to waste. Budget 2020 has been delivered in the midst of a public health crisis in the face of COVID-19. These next coming months will show us the extent of its impacts and many many of which we have yet to face, in hopes that the government can do the best job possible for rebuilding Aotearoa. Thank you, Louis, for that report. Much appreciated.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.